You're listening to Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Joshua Stewart. We have a week and a half until Christmas, and that means work is pretty much ground to a halt in companies across Georgia. Many of us will take some time off to re-energize ourselves. Others will keep right on working. Our go-to workplace and career expert, Brandon Smith, says in either case, you can put your time to good use. He's back this morning to talk about making the most of these final weeks of the year. Hello and happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
I suppose we should start with the vacation question. Should you just forgo getting anything done and take time off here at the end of the year?
Yeah. Why not?
It's not going to be frowned upon, right?
Now, before we start this conversation, there are a lot of professions that are still going to be running. We think about healthcare, we think about retail, we think about restaurants and food services. But if you're not in a profession where you've got customers calling, which is most other professions, take some time off. Your customers are, you should too.
Is this vacation all about relaxing and enjoying the holidays, or should you be doing something with this time off?
I think it really depends upon you. So you can take a vacation or a staycation. But you don't have to take a formal, full-out vacation. Just spend some time at home. Get some things done. There's a whole slew of things we could put in that category that would be good things to take care of.
Like what?
Anything that falls in the category of stuff you should have gotten done already this year, but you've been too busy to do it. Like, go to the doctor's office. Call up the guys to come clean your carpets. And you can work from home if you want, but at least you're home in your pajamas. You can still be productive. Just doing the other things in your life you need to get done.
It sounds like that could set you up for starting the year on a good foot, being re-energized and ready to go.
So the maintenance categories, that's stuff you should have been doing already. You just haven't. But now if we look at the different category of more preparation, think about starting a new routine. So for a lot of us, me included, my workout and exercise routine has really suffered the last 6 weeks. But the good news is, I know I've got time to get back on my workout routine. Another thing that falls in that category of preparation, there's a gentleman by the name of David Allen. He's an expert in areas around time management. And one of the fundamental principles that they start with is they always say you want to clean off the runway. You know, get your workspace clean. Clean out your emails and your inbox. Clean stuff up before you start moving forward. That could really set you up well, particularly at work next year. If you spend time to clean up your work environment, then you're really ready to go when you get back into the office.
So we're sort of making this transition into being at work during the holidays. What should they be up to?
Another thing that would be good to do at this point is have some conversations with your boss, because maybe you both have been busy, just to do a quick check-in on how they're doing. Are you meeting their expectations? What expectations do they have of you for the coming year? This falls in that great category of managing your boss, managing up. Learn about what they want so you can be planning for that. Use this time as a good planning time. You should be planning more and doing less.
Brandon Smith teaches about communication, leadership, and workplace culture at Georgia State University. He comes by most weeks to talk about our careers and working lives. Have a nice weekend.
I am heading to the gym.
Next week at this time, we'll turn our attention to people looking for a job or a new job. Brandon says you're not likely to find one over the holidays, but you can still be making progress in the search. In the meantime, there's more on Brandon's blog at gpb.org.